I want to thank you very, very much for coming out this evening. I'm Hamelon Trial. As always, I had a great fucking time tonight. Thank you very much. Filming a little DVD this Tuesday in New York, Comics, 14th and 9th, if you're in the neighborhood. A lot of the material that I tried this evening will be on the DVD. I love playing here, you guys. Thank you very much for letting... Thank you for letting me be me. I appreciate it. I don't take it for granted, people. It's not for everybody. I know. I know. It's in the gourmet section of your freezer case. But thank you. I got to be careful, man. I got in a fight. I did. You know, I know it's hard to believe. I know you're like, really? How could that have happened? Actually, it was with my TV. Well, it wasn't my TV. It was on a tour bus bound for I don't know where. There was no real reason to look out the window. That TV delivered that cool, solid ocean sky blue that lets me know that I'm modern with my finger firmly planted on the pulse of these times. And I was one with digital anticipation because I was going to be massively entertained. That siphon was like a giant satellite. No, that satellite was like a giant siphon sucking the greatest entertainment out of the cosmos and spewing it into my lap. I lay back and I caress that molded plastic remote in my hand. This was my lightning rod, my ATM card, my NASCAR stick shift. This was my Harriet Tubman underground railway to endless hours of eye-dazzling, ear-throbbing, heart-pumping, goosebump-inducing TV programming. This remote was a lot bigger than mine at home. This is 80 buttons at least. This was like going from a moped to a Harley. I had the ability to record and fast-forward and view things in little boxes that were playing elsewhere and play those back simultaneously with things I had recorded earlier. If I had a favorite celebrity, that TV would say, you better change the channel right now if you want to catch your David Hasselhoff shooting the breeze with our Jay Leno in 5 different languages and closed caption for the hearing impaired. What's he saying? Oh God, what's he saying? It's 2 celebrities talking. I've got to know. In sound surrounded, enough pixels to shake a stick at, but you won't be shaking any pixels in any stick pictures, mister. You lay back and you enjoy your TV, but I couldn't get the fucking remote to turn the fucking TV on. I put in new batteries and it still didn't work. I pounded that power button like I was a Republican drilling for oil. I tried different combinations of setting bypass and exit and select and guide and favorite and search and B-scan and 3D and parental control, V-chip and tracking and angle, and it still wouldn't work, and then a giant wave of insecurity overtook me. Maybe I wasn't good enough for this TV. I mean, after all, this wasn't my tour bus. I was just the opening act. That TV was smart. It was going to wait for the headliner to get there, and that's when I made my biggest mistake. I ventured over looking for the manual on and off button on the TV itself, and that TV burst on and said, "What the fuck do you think you're doing?" I said, "I'm looking for the on and off button." It says, "What do you think? I am a Motorola, an abacus? What are you going to wind me up with a crank? Rub 2 sticks together for big hot smoke to light them fire? Are you not aware of my colossal domain? I can empower. I can destroy. I can re-educate. I can eliminate history. I can distort facts. I can bold-faced lie at will. I do it all day long. No one questions me. I can tempt you with products you can't possibly afford and bury you in debt. And you'll come running back to gaze at celebrities to soothe you, medicate you. I will babysit your child. I am propaganda. I'm God. I'm the Antichrist. I am a drug. I am and regulate wars and still love and hate. I'm all seeing, all knowing, all mind can say, I fucking own you. My Fox News boasts fair and balanced reporting. It's not a news show at all. It's an entertainment show for neocon political agenda. It deals in fear and hatred doled out by egocentric spin doctors who care about nothing but their own greedy power. And you fuckers take it seriously. It's mind-boggling how stupid you are. I knelt before that 65-inch liquid crystal titanium wafer-thin television with the integrated tuner, and I begged for mercy. Please don't take my Girls Gone Wild videos away from me. I live for E! True Hollywood Story, into divorce court, into simple life, and I find hope in the Lee Boswell hair replacement hour. Please give me another chance. I know I've offended you. Geraldo at large burst on, and I lay back with my Red Bull and Cheetos. Thank God for redemption. Larry the Cable Guy's on next, and then I'm going to pimp my fucking ride.